welcome to Talking By Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me this afternoon is Ratchet412162.
Hello, Internet.
All right, we're going to kick it right off the bat with Xbox Live, Xbox 360, and Xbox News in general. Kinect! That piece of shit is being downgraded yet again. Guess what? For all you people who are mute or cannot hear, who use sign language, don't buy a Kinect. It will not be able to read sign language. It is a hindrance to the users. It's being downgraded for Xbox to save money. Go fucking figure. Ratchet, there you are.
Well, yep.
As well, so there you are. Well, what
yeah.
do you feel about it, huh? Dude? It makes no sense as to why it's being downgraded to save money.
Honestly, I think that's just a trend of all markets now these days, is downgrade so we can save money. I mean, if you go into any retail store or any place like that, or look at anybody's business structure, that's how it is now these days, is, hey, we gotta save money. How can we do it? What corners can we cut? But doing this, you see, here's what I think they're trying to do, is that Xbox, they realize that this thing is going to bleed money the first few months. So instead of keeping it all high-tech and shit, what they're trying to do is, they're basically trying to reduce the cost for creating this thing. Make sense?
Well, yeah, but also there's one of those things of that Xbox is known for cutting a few corners. As for example, they were the first console to release their Xbox 360. Like, oh yeah, we're the best. We're the first. Nintendo sort of like, all right, let's see how it does. And what happened? Red Ring of Death. Several consoles exploding.
You know what? As a random tangent, I don't know if you can still find this, but some guy modded his Xbox so it looks like the Red Ring of Death. But it still works.
Very nice. I will wow. That's kind of awesome. That's sad, but awesome at the same time. It's just changing the LED scheme. But no, all I really have to say is about Kinect, fuck yourself. If you buy Kinect, you have lost face with me. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't approve of it. Sorry. If I wanted to play Kinect, I'd play my Wii. Sorry. Oh, well. Let's see. Moving right along to a game that both myself and Ratchet have played. Not Castlevania, folks. Sorry. We're saving that for another episode. Snoopy's Red Baron.
I love it. Snoopy's Red Baron. Yep. This game, you know what? I had a bit of a good nostalgia trip with this, actually, amen. Believe it or not.
It reminded me from when I was a kid staying up till about 9, or wait, not 9, sorry. Right before the day before Halloween, watching the Snoopy, or the Peanuts Halloween special. When I was younger, growing up until about 12 years old was before they took it away, unfortunately. CBS, you guys suck. You need to bring that shit back for us nostalgic people. This, for those kids who don't know, have never seen it. I know there's not many people who haven't seen it, but there's just a few people like, what's a Snoopy? Snoopy was the beagle that Charlie Brown owned, and he in Halloween episode was when they actually showed him as the World War I flying ace, which is what this game is based off of.
Mm-hmm.
This game is it's just fun to hear Snoopy as he gets shot down to be like ah, rah, 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 swearing like he used to. It's completely nostalgic, and I don't remember who the hell the developers were, but I give you 10 out of 10 for this game. Everything is beautiful. What do you think about it, Ratchet? 10 out of 10?
You know what? I think I'm going to have to go 8 out of 10 personally, just because for me, the controls were a little sticky, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, otherwise, you can't expect anything other than sticking controls in a flying game.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I will have to say this, is that nonetheless, my nostalgic trip definitely keeps it between an 8 and a 9.
Amen. Amen. Also, I'm not sure if you play this yet, Ratchet, but Wave Racer, I think it's what it's called, or something
You
like
know
that.
what? I still gotta play that, actually.
All I have to say is, you bitches that play this game can suck my left nut. I'm sorry. You fucking lag switching motherfuckers. I'm sorry. You can all fucking die. You some bitches. And I know you're all playing this game as a trial, as a demo, but come on! Quit with the lagging to win.
You won't get any achievements.
Exactly. Anyways, moving off of Xbox says I know what'll happen next. I'll run off about Castlevania that everyone's expecting. But I'm sorry, that'll be mentioned later on. PSP. Guess what, Sony PlayStation Portable fans? Bitches, y'all lost! You're losing your console, you're losing your handheld because there's nothing on it. The only major games that have come out for it and then like, oh, I want to say the last few years that were on every console. Off the top of my head, I can't even fucking remember. That's how long it's been since I've seen a major release. The only decent game I've ever, wait, sorry, Star Wars The Force Unleashed. That's the only game, and even that was a crappy PS2 clone. And I'm sorry, Sony. You lost. Game over.
You know what? For the next PlayStation Portable, which, even though this one hemorrhaged, we all gotta assume there's gonna be a PSP too.
Oh, of course.
But when that comes out, they gotta up the graphics and they gotta really treat it like an actual console versus just some portable side project. I mean,
Oh, hell.
take a look at stuff like the DS. The DS is treated like an actual console versus, the PSP, which, even though it has a few good games, let's face it, anybody who knows what they're doing, they can play it on their computer, they can play it, basically anywhere.
You know what? I do believe this is in order for a PlayStation. If I can get to work. Sorry, guys. I had to play it. Sorry.
And the only reason why I would be personally tempted to buy a PSP again, being able to play Final Fantasy VII, like mom waiting
Yeah.
somewhere, but
This guy,
even.
whatever the hell it is, Final Fantasy Degaisia, get I don't, the one where you fight. There we go. Final Fantasy Fighter. Go! But unfortunately, I had a PSP, and the only thing that was great about it was being able to watch movies, but well, my iPhone could do that now. The hell do I care? Anyways, screw the depressing PSP news. Over to Nintendo DS. I know, Ratchet, you still don't have a DS. Go get a DS and pick up Pokemon Heart Gold Soul Silver, because for a few more days left in this event, you can get the Enigma Stone, which enables you to have, if I can pull it right up here, it was the Latios or Latias. You've got till August 27th, kids, to pick up the Enigma Stone event, which if you're in Soul Silver, you get Latias. Or is that whichever one it is? Yeah, Latias in Heart Gold, you get Latios. Both are unavailable. Latias is unavailable in Soul Silver, and Heart Gold is Latios is unavailable in Wild Capture. Now, with that being said, go buy a DS, kids, and Pokemon Heart Gold. Moving along as well, because I know Ratchet doesn't have really much to say about DS, because he doesn't have a DS,
Hey, fuck you.
fucker. PC. The news. Team Fortress 2 sniper update. All I really have to say is crikey! Meow! I love the hat. The trading system's gonna look interesting, but other than that, nothing I haven't seen before. What do you think, Ratch? Do you think they should change the hat to a stingray?
Hey, you know what? As long as it doesn't have a stinger on it, I think we're good.
Oh, of course, that's lost in your heart.
Well, that's only if
I am very shocked.
you die.
Yeah, I apologize to anyone who's going to take offense, but come on, it's been long enough. That's got to be funny by now.
And actually, I have some a little bit of PC news myself.
Oh, very nice. All right, go right ahead.
Yep. Kit, all you kids out there who play Plants vs. Zombies, there is actually an update if you have bought this game before. A free upgrade to the Game of the Year edition.
How the hell did they decide
now,
that crap?
I believe it or not, I have a theory on this. You see, if for you, for those of you who keep up with Kotaku, they actually are coming up with this game for the Xbox Live Arcade. There's only one problem with this. There's one zombie that a lot of people take offense to, and that's the Michael Jackson zombie. Now, hopefully, they don't take this out of the PC version, but well, they're taking out the Michael Jackson zombie for Xbox Live.
Aw, come on! That's just funny. It's a reminder of Thriller. How the fuck can you people get offended?
Who knows? But, hopefully this update doesn't take him out.
Hopefully,
if it does, I'm going to be very pissed.
Oh, hey, man. I have not gotten the game, but I played it. I can't wait. Wow.
But, yeah, kids, load up your Steam, look for that update, and keep on playing.
That's just epic. Michael Jackson's off. I cannot get past that. Alrighty. Remember I've been saying this for a few months now. KomoriCon. Both myself, Ratchet, Sinless Prism, who is in very few episodes, he's my brother. Our best buddy Bergie's gonna be going with us to KomoriCon. All I have to say is Operation Get Us a Panel is a go. Our panel is September 6th at 10 in the fucking morning till noon. Y'all motherfuckers who are going to bed or be there. We're going to be giving out autographs, blah, 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 blah. Maybe some prizes if we can come up with some. And we'll be taking your questions live, recording via our laptop.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, we'll also be doing our contest, which I think I mentioned this earlier, but it's a cosplay contest. It is not one of those things of, oh, you're hot, come on up. No. This is for all ages to enjoy and sit around with us. If you show up in costume, you will be judged accordingly to quality of the costume and by characters. If we recognize your character, you get a little bit more kudo points, but that's about it. And if we see a dozen Narutos, we quit. The contest will not happen.
Yep, and you will get our latest product. Care to tell them what the product is, Soundwave?
Powhatan! Malt liquor! Oh, wait, shit. No, I'm sorry. The VP con... Oh, can't do that one. Nope. What is our latest product?
Our latest product is the Narutard's Guide to Not Sucking at Being a Narutard.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A.
Well, we have a Narutard.
A.K.A. Don't be one.
All we have to really say about the con is it's going to be awesome. I'm going to be in my hometown, bitches. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to see my old buddies. We're like, woohoo, buddy. And if you're 21 and over, we'll all go to the bar with you. We'll all hang out at the bar and drink, woohoo, and be hungover the next day. All right, Holmes, this is Dark Soundwave and Ratchet 412162. Peace out, y'all. Y'all just lost the motherfucking game, bitches!
412162!
Ah, son of a bitch!